I'm Chris from Nerd Alert News, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual host. Check out all the other great podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com. And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. It's a podcast by fans exploring the weekly Marvel Comics issues and news. We're not experts, just a few lifelong Marvel comic fans that want to share our weekly love of new and classic Marvel comic issues. Featuring Lauren's Mutant Musings.
That's, you know, Jean Grey. And since Jean is in this, no spoilers, she dies. Because, let's face it, Jean always dies.
Featuring Black Adam's S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Reports.
Lola also makes an appearance and is used to help interrogate a suspect when they take him for a ride, then flip the car without fastening his seatbelt.
And featuring Neil's Mighty Marvel moments.
All I can say is, that Reed Richards, he's so hot right now. Confused yet? Good. Let's get into it.
This podcast is not produced, maintained, owned, or directed by Marvel Comics, the Disney Corporation, Fox, Sony, ABC, or Marvel Studios. All characters, situations, and stories are properties of Marvel Comics. Stand by for your weekly Marvel comic debriefing. I'm Haley from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., and you are listening to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition.
Now it's time for your scheduled Marvel comic book debriefing. I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer, your host to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. This podcast covers Marvel comics that were released for the week starting March 2nd, 2016. This time on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition, Black Adam S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report covers Operation Sin No. 4 from the S.H.I.E.L.D. archives. Lauren's Mutant Musings discusses Old Man Logan No. 3 and Uncanny X-Men No. 4. And Neil's Mighty Marvel moment includes Invincible Iron Man No. 7, A-Force No. 3, Avengers Standoff, Assault on Pleasant Hill Alpha No. 1, Daredevil and the Punisher, Seventh Circle No. 1, Uncanny Avengers No. 6, and Neil's Pick of the Week, Black Widow No. 1. As always, if you want to hear more about the ABC television show Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Marvel's Agent Carter, Marvel's Daredevil and Jessica Jones on Netflix, and the general Marvel comic universe, please check out the main Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast found at GunnaGeek.com. And now, Black Adam S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report.
This is Consultant Black Adam, and this week I'm digging into the S.H.I.E.L.D. archives to look at Operation Sin No. 4. This issue was originally published April 1st, 2014, and was written by Catherine Immonen with art by Rich Ellis. As Howard tries to keep the ship from crashing, Hydra soldiers threaten to execute Shireen, the woman connected with the ship, and their device activates. When the crash happens, some kind of dark energy being attempts to come through the portal. When the ship crashed, Howard managed to slow it down enough for everyone to survive. The team exits and splits up, each following their own agenda. Howard encounters another scientist, Anton Vanko, and they attempt to shut down the portal. Woodrow takes Mikhail to scout the area, and Peggy tends to Tanya's injuries. When Peggy sees a Hydra soldier, she goes on the offensive, saving Shireen's life. Peggy, Tanya, and Shireen catch up with Howard, and Shireen reveals that everything that happened is her fault. We're rushing to the conclusion of the story at this point, but it seems like there's too much left to deal with in this single remaining issue.
Last issue, Stark crashed a truck. This issue, he crashed a spaceship. I don't know about you, but I see a Deanna Troi, Star Trek type trend here. On the other hand, a dark energy being? Is it zero matter? Is it death? Hopefully, we'll find out next issue. And also, we'll see where this Stark-Vanko relationship takes us next issue as well. Next up on Longbox Edition, Lauren's Mutant Musings.
Hey X-Fans, there's two comics for the week of March 2nd, 2016. The first one is Old Man Logan No. 3 by writer Jeff Lemire and artist Andrea Sorrentino. I really only have one complaint about this comic, which is, isn't Pizza Dog only supposed to have one eye? Other than that, Kate continues to be awesome. Old Logan continues to be confused because of time weirdness, of which there is a lot. And at the end, we are treated to an old guy team-up, which should continue into the next issue and which I look forward to. The second comic for the week is Uncanny X-Men number 4 by writer Cullen Bunn and artist Greg Land. We get more about the Dark Riders, we get more of their weird ideology, and find out that they're somehow involved with Apocalypse. Zorn continues to be very hard to kill, and as always, I'm still confused about Zorn's status exactly, which dates back to the early 2000s, so I'm just kind of going with it. And Magneto promises more whoop-ass, as ever, because it's Magneto, and he's awesome. I'm still enjoying this one. That's it for this week. Stay tuned for next week, and remember, mutant and proud.
Old guy team up for the win! Space cowboys, grumpier old men, the Expendables! What could go wrong? And I'm loving the Apocalypse tie-in in Uncanny X-Men with the upcoming X-Men movie later this year. Plus, Magneto! Everyone wants to read about what Magneto is up to because he is indeed awesome. And now, it's time for Neil's Mighty Marvel Moment.
Hi Agents, Neil here with your Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Long Box Edition Marvel Moment, covering the new releases from March 2nd, 2016. Okay, agents, we've got a pretty sweet crop of new comics from Marvel this week, so what are we waiting for? Let's get into it. This week, I'm going to start off with Invincible Iron Man number 7 from writer Brian Michael Bendis with art by Mike Diodato Jr. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, it won't come as a surprise that I'm really loving this series. And Brian Michael Bendis keeps the story ticking along at a great pace this issue. And while it wasn't totally an action-centric issue, it does focus strongly on how Mary Jane Watson is basically going to take Pepper Potts' role in Tony's life, at least from the perspective of an aide-de-camp. The dialogue between Tony, MJ, and the AI Friday was sharp and witty, without coming across as too contrived. The only thing that did trip me up in a few places was the art, but not necessarily in a bad way. With the end of the Madam Mask arc in issue number 5, David Marquez transitioned off of art duties on the book, and Mike Diodato Jr. took the reins in the last issue. Now, if you recall, the last issue focused on Rhodey, so the differences didn't really jump out at me. But in this issue, it was really noticeable, as Tony is drawn a bit more angular than he was earlier in the season. And as I said, this isn't a bad thing, just different. And trust me, the epic two-page spreads showing off Tony's main working area, as well as some of the dynamic transitions that really conveyed a sense of motion, were awesome. And just like the last issue, Frank Martin's colors were absolutely beautiful. Phew, and this wasn't even my book of the week. A-Force number 3 from writers Kelly Thompson and G. Willow Wilson with art by Jorge Molina follows up with Medusa, She-Hulk, Captain Marvel, Nico Minoru, and Dazzler protecting Singularity from antimatter. And in this issue, stuff gets real. There's a ton of great action, and it looks like we're headed for a showdown, and the team may actually have just suffered its first casualty. I'm definitely picking up the next issue in this series. Next up is Avengers Standoff, Assault on Pleasant Hill Alpha, number 1. Phew, that's a long title. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we got Avengers Standoff, Welcome to Pleasant Hill, number 1, which set up a creepy Pleasantville that had some pretty nasty secrets hiding just beneath the surface. In this issue, writer Nick Spencer and penciler Jesus Cies fill in some of the much-needed pieces, focusing on Steve Rogers, Sam Wilson, Bucky, and Maria Hill, as well as a classic character from the very earliest days of the Avengers. This issue fills readers in on more than just the prior issue, though, as it does a great job of recapping why Sam Wilson is Captain America, what the Winter Soldier has been up to, and why Steve Rogers and Sam Wilson are kinda not on the best of terms right now. And on top of all of that, it kicks off a massive cross-title arc that will span 7 different comics in March and April, including Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., culminating with the Assault on Pleasant Hill Omega number 1 at the end of April.
If you're a fan of classic Avengers action, including a ton of old-school villains, then this two-month crossover event is definitely for you. I'll be following this arc, so stay tuned for more from Pleasant Hill, listener. Daredevil and the Punisher, 7th Circle number 1, from writer Charles Sewell, with layouts by Riley Brown, pencils and inks by Simon Kudransky, and colors by Jim Charalampidis, is a tiny bit of a departure for me this week. Normally, I don't talk about books from Marvel's Infinite Comics line on the podcast. And while the first rule of Infinite Comics is that you don't talk about Infinite Comics, this week I wanted to make an exception before jumping into the book itself. A few years ago, both Marvel and DC created a direct-to-digital line of books that only hits the bookstore shelves once the titles have been collected, either in larger single issues or in graphic novels. DC has had some great success with direct-to-digital series like DC Bombshells, Sensation Comics featuring Wonder Woman, and the upcoming Supergirl series, as well as with digital-only tie-ins to shows on the CW network like Arrow and Flash. Marvel, though, unlike DC, has a tighter connection between the digital books and their core titles, usually adding the digital issues as bolt-on stories that run parallel to the main titles. This week, Marvel Infinite Comics kicks off a new Daredevil series, and Charles Sewell, who is currently running the core Daredevil book, does a great job at using this issue to reintroduce Frank Castle, aka the Punisher, back into the all-new, all-different Marvel universe. Now, given that we're less than 2 weeks from seeing these two characters share the small screen in season 2 of the Netflix Daredevil series, I don't think that the timing is a coincidence. However, I was a bit skeptical about this title, as I kind of feared that it would be a slapdash attempt at generating buzz before the new TV series launches. Boy, was I wrong. Now, if you're used to reading digital, then you're probably used to something called Guided View, where on your PC, tablet, or phone, the view can automatically transition between cells instead of pages. With direct-to-digital publications, the comics are created in a native Guided View format, so the transitions, fade-ins, and overlays happen in a seamless and very intentional manner that is actually pretty cool. And Riley Brown, who is in charge of layouts, really deserves some props on this one. Artist Simon Kudransky does a fantastic job in the art, and while there are differences from the main Daredevil title, especially in the color palettes and the severity of the inks, the result is a dynamic issue that really pops, with plenty of full-screen splash pages that really highlight the art. Check out page 31 for an awesome Daredevil spread. Also, definitely check out the transitions on Matt's sidekick, Blindspot, when he materializes between pages 38 to 40. And perhaps the most cool thing about this issue is that we finally get Frank Castle back in the all-new, all-different Marvel Universe. And that, moreover, he doesn't disappoint. He's suitably sullen, violent, and focused, and he's relentless in his pursuit of his quarry. What's also great is the inner monologue that Daredevil goes through in dealing with him, and at one point identifying a sniper early on in the book. Overall, if you haven't taken a chance on a direct-to-digital title, and you're enjoying the current run of Daredevil, then head on over to Comixology and check out Daredevil and Punisher, 7th Circle, Chapter 1. Oh, and did I mention that Marvel Infinite titles are only $1.99? That's definitely a bonus. And lastly, this week, writers Charles Samney and Mark Waid bring us Black Widow number 1. And I think it's fair to say that if you're a fan of Black Widow, you've probably been waiting for a new solo series for a while, and this is long overdue. Chris Samney, on top of co-writing this book, took care of pencils and inks, and it's fantastic. The style is strongly reminiscent of a mid-60s graphical illustration style, similar to iconic illustrators like Kobe Whitmore and others of that era. While it might have felt a bit out of place in some books, the stylish illustration is right at home with the S.H.I.E.L.D. flying cars and jetpacks, and it really works. Matthew Wilson's colors tend to be a bit subdued, but again, they're right at home with the art style and contribute to the serious feel of this book. And that's a good thing, because I think given the intensity of the story, as well as the blacked out bits of language and the violence, this book is asking the readers to take Natasha Romanoff seriously on multiple levels. Without getting too spoilery, this issue focuses on Natasha seemingly stealing some kind of MacGuffin, from the S.H.I.E.L.D. headquarters and making a break for it. And trust me when I say that Mark Waid chose to focus on action in this issue and not dialogue. And the seamless creative integration of the stellar creative team that brought us the pre-Secret Wars run on Daredevil really shows through. The use of smaller panels and aggressive camera angles mimics quick cuts on the big screen and really makes for a pulse-pounding ride. For all those reasons and more, this book is my pick of the week this week. So definitely check out Black Widow number 1 and don't forget to pack your parachute. And finally, last but not least, let's take a look at what's on the chopping block. This week, Uncanny Avengers number 6, from writer Jerry Duggan, with art by Carlos Pacheco, has two parallel storylines. The B story is the inhuman member of the Avengers Unity Squad, Synapse, basically getting a tour of New Atalan from Medusa and running into an old X-Men Hellions character who is struggling with the effects of the Terrigen Mist in the atmosphere, which is killing mutant kind. While it was interesting, it felt a bit like filler, and I was hoping to get more cool moments with Synapse. The A storyline was a team-up between Deadpool and Quicksilver as they take on a classic Thor villain, the Wrecker, who has stormed the old Avengers mansion. This story was the one that was teased in the previews, and it was what really piqued my interest in this issue. Taking a step back from the actual issue, there are a lot of classic bases in the Marvel universes that are synonymous with their respective teams. The X-Men have the Mansion, the Fantastic Four and the Baxter Building, Doctor Strange and the Sanctum Sanctorum, and the Avengers and the Avengers Mansion. Avengers Mansion has been conspicuously absent in the movies, but if you go back in classic Avengers history, it's played a massive part of the Avengers and the Marvel mythos in general. In the all-new, all-different Marvel Universe, since the Avengers have split into different teams, this issue reveals that the Avengers Mansion has been sold and turned into a full-time cosplay theme hotel. Needless to say, I was curious to see how this would play out in the issue, and while it was kind of fun, I think the writers missed a huge opportunity to feature some of the rich history this location has. Despite that, as I said, it was fun, and this book is going to stay on my pull list for the next couple issues as we see how the Red Skull storyline plays out. That's it for my pull list, but there were a lot of other great books out this week, including Deadpool number 8, Guardians of Infinity number 4, Nova number 5, and Spider-Man number 2, as well as a couple of great mutant titles. As always, if you want to share your thoughts, tell me why one of the titles I've dropped should make its way back onto my pull list, or simply let me know what you're reading and what your pick of the week was. Grab a phone and leave the Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. crew a voicemail at 1-844-THE-BUS-1. Or hit me up on Twitter at NeilIsn'tWitty. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Later, guys!
I've been really enjoying Neil's pick of the week lately, and this week is no exception. I saw Black Widow number 1 on the shelves and grabbed it right away myself. But what really has me intrigued this week is Neil's description of Infinite Comics and the new Daredevil and Punisher series. I'm definitely going to open up my Comixology account on my iPad mini to check this one out. It was indeed an epic Marvel week with Invincible, Iron Man number 7, and A-Force number 3, as well as the one series that hasn't fallen off the chopping block for me yet, Nova. Thank you, Black Adam, for continuing to look back into the S.H.I.E.L.D. archives with Operation Sin number 4 this week. I have been thoroughly enjoying this series and enjoy using my Marvel Unlimited subscription to check it out. Adam has been hitting all these series right on point every week, and I'm proud to have him on the Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox team. For those new to Longbox Edition, Adam is our S.H.I.E.L.D. comic specialist, and I do recommend that you look him up on Twitter at starsaber_222 if you want to discuss anything S.H.I.E.L.D. comic related, including the current Howling Commando series. Thank you very much, Labrat Lorne. I'm definitely getting more and more pumped about seeing the X-Men Apocalypse in 2 months' time just by going over the comics with you. Listener, if you have something to say about Marvel's Mutants comics, catch Labrat on Twitter at SithWitch. Thank you very much to Agent Haley from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast for providing the awesome intro and outro voiceovers. As often as we've changed background music, Haley has been there to record a change for the Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. If you want to get in touch with Haley or want to hire her for voiceover work, catch her on Twitter at Awesome Engineering Girl, spelled AwsMenGrGrl. Just 1 week away as I record this podcast, I will be taking part in the Everyday Podcasting for Your Everyday Life panel at the Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo on Friday, March 18th, 2016, in room S503, starting at 2:45 p.m. I'm going to be joined by fellow Gunna Geek podcast producers and co-host Cody Gaw, Chris Farrell, Naki, Willie D. Nelson, and the legendary Mr. Beef. We want to say hello to you, and we want to share some podcasting tips with you as well. And we want to give you something that will help you in your podcasting efforts. So come join us and be ready to ask questions. Once again, that's C2E2 in Chicago on Friday, March 18th. As always, thank you, listener. We sincerely appreciate you listening and downloading both this podcast and the main Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast. All of us involved want to hear from you on how you like Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. or your thoughts about any of the Marvel comics, hard copy or digital. Finally, if you'd like to pick up a segment on any specific series, such as Guardians of the Galaxy, Inhumans, any of the Spider-Verse series, Deadpool, Ant-Man, or even Star Wars, we'd love to hear your ideas. So please check out all the ways to contact us in the show notes or in the outro of the show, or you can always hit me up on Twitter at Stargate Pioneer. Until next time, I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. If you want to contact us, you can tweet us at Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. on Twitter. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Swing by our website, www.legendsofshield.com. Look up our Tumblr page at legendsofshield.tumblr.com. Check out our Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. YouTube channel, or send us a voicemail at 844-THE-BUS-1. That's 844-843-2871. Intro and outro music, titled Epic Dramatic Track, 2014 version by Starsound. Black Adam's S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report background music titled The Greater Good Epic Cinematic Trailer by Christopher Fisher Audio. Lauren's Mutant Musings background music titled No Looking Back by 407. And Neil's Mighty Marvel music titled Epic Cinematic Orchestral Background Music by CineScore can be found at pond5.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual contributors and do not represent Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. Marvel Comics are the property of Marvel. No infringement is intended. We will see you on our next exciting installment of Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition.